phone right now is author Virginia Cantra. Her new book, Megan Joe, comes out from the fine folks at Berkeley on December 3rd. It's a modern retelling of Little Women. Of course, she's written over 30 books of women's fiction, contemporary romance, paranormal romance, romantic suspense. And Virginia, I'm reading the press notes, and it says that this is your first book of women's fiction.
It is, and I'm really excited about it because it gave me a lot of time to really live with the story. So I'm excited.
I'm going to ask you, how are you today? Thanks for doing this.
Thank you so much for having me.
I love books like this. I've really gotten into these romance, rom-com type of books in the last year. They're just so good.
Well, you know, I think it's important because they really speak to women, and I'm glad they speak to you too, but they're about relationships.
Yeah.
And in romance, it's of course primarily the relationship between the man and the woman, but the wonderful thing about Meg and Joe, about Little Women, is that it's about all the relationships that are important in our lives. You know, mothers and daughters and sisters. There's some stuff with the Mr. March, the father in Little Women, who is such a key figure, and I drew on Louisa's Alcott's relationship with her own father, Branson, to kind of deepen and texture that part of the story.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
So I just really enjoy kind of exploring how we live in relationship in families and how families operate.
Yeah, I never read Little Women, and I know it's a story of four sisters set in a certain time period, but I don't really know the whole story other than there's some tragedy, there's a marriage, and a few other things. But, yeah, this book is, like you said, it's at the core of it, it's family.
Right, and I think we really need that because we're going through some rather tough and divisive times. And I think to look at how we can pull together in spite of that, how we can support one another, how we can love one another, that's really important.
Yeah, in earlier reviews, the New York Times bestselling author Kristen Higgins, who I love, says, I don't know of another author who could do justice to Little Women. In a warm, realistic, and humorous voice, Virginia Cantor knocks it out of the park with Meg and Joe.
You know, I'm such a Kristen Higgins fan. I sort of did a little dance in my chair when I got that. I'm excited. There's a huge risk when you take on a beloved classic that means so much to so many women, that inspired writing careers. I mean, the character of Jo, who is not your typical heroine in the sense that she doesn't like parties, she's awkward, she's strong, she's independent, she's not looking for love. And to take her, she was such an icon for so many writers, for so many young women, because she's not a sweetheart, she's not a sidekick, she's the hero of the story. And when I was a young girl, I absolutely locked onto her like a heat-seeking missile. But when I got older, and I read the books again, and I was given an abridged copy by my grandmother when I was about 10, who clearly thought it was a suitable story for girls. But I read the unabridged version when I was undergraduate in college, and I was struck by how deep and rich the story is, how different the characters of the sisters are. And that comes through, you know, at every level. And I'm really looking forward to, you know, the new movie version, because those are all part of the archetypes that we love. So there's a real risk to taking those archetypes and going, yes, I'm going to write my Little Women. But I also think it's important that we don't lose these essential characters and that we do make them modern and accessible for readers who may not be familiar with the original. So that's what I tried to do.
And the book, it's the March sisters, is Meg, Reliable Meg, Independent Joe, Stylish Amy, and Shy Beth. The book mostly centers on Meg and Joe, but we do hear about Amy and Beth to a certain extent. They're going to be in the next book, which I was happy to see at the end. you put a little excerpt at the beginning of the book of Beth and Amy, which will be the next book. And we'll talk about that in a few minutes. But Meg and Joe, this one, again, centers on Joe, who's in New York City. She's struggling. She's writing a food blog, and she's working as a prep cook, but it's not really what she wants to be doing, per se. And then she gets involved in a secret romance with her hot boss, Eric, who hates food bloggers, so she already has a secret from him.
Well, I mean, we all have that struggle with critics,
yeah.
Right? But I think that for him, food is this intimate relationship that he has with the people who come into his restaurant. And I think that he regards the food blog scene as almost interfering with the immediacy of what it is that he does. So it was interesting for me to have her bring her perspective to that world as she's struggling to come of age, and to make her mark and to find her voice.
And then Meg, she's got the life. She's in North Carolina, where her parents don't live too far from her. She's got the handsome husband John, the toddlers, the house and the subdivision. She's like the responsible one. She goes and looks after the family, the farm when she needs to, but it's like something's missing in her life. And then their mom gets sick, so Joe moves back home indefinitely and kind of takes over the farm. But still, things with Meg and Joe and the rest of the family, it's just not all quite the same when they learn different things about what's been going on at home with the parents, with the farm, with each other. And it's and then Eric still wants to be with Joe, but then he might find out about what she's been up to, and it might cause a rift. And it's just so much happens, and it's a very well-written, thought-provoking book about family, as we said earlier.
Well, thank you so much. You know, the original Little Women starts when the girls are aged 12 to 16, and it's a lot of things. It's a sister story, it's a family drama, it's a romance, it's a coming-of-age story. And when I was looking for a way to retell it for a new generation, what I thought of is, what is coming of age for us now? And I know so many women who are coming of age much later, in their 20s, in their 30s. They're trying to figure out who they are when they're away from their family. They're trying to figure out what they want to do with their life. And they're struggling because what they're doing with their lives now isn't what their parents were doing at this age, or it isn't what they imagined that they would be doing at this age. And so that's one of the reasons I aged the girls up and took them on as adults. So, yeah, Meg has this perfect life with her adorable toddlers and her husband, and she loves them all. But at the same time, I've been home with three kids under the age of five, and I know how hard that is. And I think that it's important for Meg to talk, to acknowledge what it is that she needs, and for her to ask for what it is that she needs from the people around her. So that's a lot of her growth.
Yeah, and again, the love story with Joe and Eric, you know, everyone goes through their bumps and their twists and their struggles. I mean, you're married to your college sweetheart, but I'm sure you and him.
Yeah, 42 years.
Yeah, but I'm sure over the years, even when you guys got together, you're in college, no one thinks it's going to last in college, you know? But I'm sure you had bumps.
You have to renegotiate those relationships.
Yeah.
And I think that's what I think Eric and Joe are at the beginning of communicating, that Meg and John have to renegotiate. And of course, the girls' parents are at a stage where something that has been working for them really, really well for a lot of years that maybe they were taking for granted isn't working so well anymore.
Yep.
So that lifelong struggle for, you know, to negotiate what it is you want out of a relationship is really important.
People can follow you at virginiacantra.com, on Facebook at Virginia Cantra Books, on Twitter, Virginia Cantra. I mentioned a few minutes ago, Beth and Amy is the sequel of the second part of the series coming from Berkeley as well. There's no release date, and I didn't see one online. Is there a date yet for when this?
No, because I'm writing it like crazy.
Oh,
I'm so excited because Amy is such a spark, such a voice, such a challenge. And a lot of people who grew up with the original book hate her. So it's very exciting for me to be writing her character in a way that invites them in to see how wonderful she is.
So you were able to get, like, the first chapter done in time for this book.
That's right.
And we'll, obviously they'll center more on those two sisters, but we'll get updates on Meg and Joe and the parents as well?
Oh, absolutely. I'm keeping the story very centered on the farm, on North Carolina, because that's where I live. And I want to keep that family focus on this book.
I love the thing in your bio. This cracked me up when I read it. Favorite thing to make for dinner, reservations. I love that.
Well, I am married to a man who can cook, thank goodness. But yeah, that's kind of not my thing. I think one of the sexiest things a guy can do for a woman is feed her, which may explain Eric Bear's profession in this book.
Yeah, that is. And, oh, I got to tell you, too, before I let you go here, I was looking at your Twitter page, and right at the top, you have some books that Berkeley are releasing. One of them, the Bromance Book Club. If you get a chance to read that, it's awesome. It's from the perspective of guys. The guy's trying to win his wife back, and they have a secret book club, and it's a great book.
It's totally on the top of my to-be-read list. That was a real spark for me. And, of course, I love book clubs, so I can't wait.
Yep. Tell your people at Berkeley you're on the same company. Tell them to send you a copy.
I will. Thanks so much, Mark.
All right. Well,
and thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Again, the book is Meg and Joe. It comes out December 3rd. And we'll look forward to the sequel and talking to you hopefully at this time next year if it comes out then.
Love it. Thank you so much,
All right.
Mark.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.